So last month, if you were here, this gentleman told an amazing story. It was a slash fiction about him fucking Gambit. Yeah. So who knows what's in store this month? Kyle Talley.
Hi.
Hey.
I interpreted this month's theme a little differently. This is not like a story per se, as it's kind of a rant on things that make me mad in this world. And they're really just they're three characters of fiction. And I want to ask, what does Zordon, Professor X, and Peter Pan have in common? Oh. They're all just like goddamn Joseph Kony. They all use fucking child soldiers. So Zordon, Rita comes back after being trapped on the moon in the space dumpster, and he gets Alpha to assemble a team of teenagers with attitude. Yeah. That's gonna work. Teenagers with attitude, not highly qualified trained adults with attitude. Teenagers. Sure. He has this amazing array of technology, and what does he do? Does he give teleportation to the world so that, you know, we can start world peace and end all the hunger crisis around the world? No. What he does is he helps Billy build a goddamn flying Volkswagen. Which was fucking weird that Bulk and Skull couldn't figure out that Billy was one of the Power Rangers because he had a flying fucking car. Also, Zordon, kind of racist. We all know that. Professor X, again, child army. He lets the Morlocks live in the sewers. They're mutants. He knows that they're mutants, but he lets them live in the sewers because they're ugly. He gets these attractive young mutants from fancy New England homes, lets them live in his mansion. Even Beast was kind of grandfathered in because he was normal looking and then he turned blue. So, you know, he just only likes good looking people. Also, he doesn't sell Cyclops, he has a brother. What the fuck? If I had a brother and, like, you knew about it, I'd wish you would tell me.
His name's Lyle.
He is, yeah. Also, anytime there's any dissension in the X ranks, he fucking mind rapes everybody. He just erases their memory. He erases Rogue's memory. He erases Cyclops' memory. He kills Wolverine's memory like a million times. Just because he's like, oh no, they don't think I'm right. Better wipe their minds. But the fucking worst is Peter Pan. Now to understand this, we have to take Hook as full canon. Which I do. So let's first forget the idea that the weird incest thing between Wendy and Peter Panning and all that. Okay, so Peter Pan exists in a world where Peter Pan is a character. Now, the movie Hook was made in 1991. Peter Panning is 40. He stops being Peter Pan at around 13. That means he stops stealing children in 1963. The movie has already come out, the Disney animated movie. So people, he exists in a world, so he's coming into your window. And keep in mind, most of these kids are like 13, like Thudbutt and Rufio. They're not like, Thudbutt's the kid who can turn into a ball, in case you didn't know. They're actually like, you know, kind of teenagers. So let's keep that in mind. So he's stealing kids to fuel his never-ending war with pirates. That's kind of fucked up. So, where was I? Oh, yeah. Okay, so in the movie, Peter Panning comes back and he realizes that he's Peter Pan. There's a key phrase in there that's, Neverland makes you forget, which is great for Peter because he doesn't want these kids to remember their parents. He's keeping them so hopped up on fairy dust just to kill pirate after pirate. Thudbutt at one point says to him, hey, Peter, do you know what my happy thought was? It's my mother. Implying that Peter goddamn stole him from his mother. At the end, he goes into battle against Hook. And what does, you know, any responsible adult do? Does he say, guys, I got this, I can fly, I can fight, I can crow, I've got to save Maggie, I've got to save Jack? No, he says, no, guys, come on. Get your little ping pong ball shooters and your little bamboo armor and come fight the fucking pirates with me. And because of that, Rufio dies. And what does he do at the end? Does he say, all right, well, guys, I'm going back to Neverland. I'm going to bring you with me. I'm going to get you homes so you're not, like, just living in this land of agelessness where you get miserable, attacked by pirates. No, no, he leaves them fucking there. He leaves them in Neverland. And who does he leave in charge? Does he be like, oh, you know what? I'll come back and occasionally check up on you because I'm an adult, and that's what a responsible adult should do. No. No, he picks Thudbutt to lead them. Again, Thudbutt can turn into a ball. Peter Pan is a dick. Thank you.
Thank you, Kyle. That was great. Speaking of characters who use children as their army, can we have a moment of silence for Damian Wayne, please? That affected me very much.
Spoiler!
Okay, it's been out 2 weeks now. I'm sorry.
Damian Wayne, it hasn't been collected as a train yet.
Fair point.
Red X.
All right.